The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. It's Friday. If you got any grievances, air them right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, last segment of the week. Sounds a little better when you think of it in those terms, right?
Amen, brother, yeah.
The Wisconsin State Journal, the Madison.com, and that separated from the Cap Times online. So it's the Wisconsin State Journal editorial board. They ran an op-ed, Run, Tommy, Run. The GOP field for governor is inexperienced and conspiracy-driven, and their conclusion is Tommy Thompson should run and jump in the pool. Real quick, just a couple paragraphs from this endorsement for his candidacy, I guess. It's possible Thompson, listen to this, it's possible Thompson may be too reasonable and professional to survive in today's Trump-worshipping Republican Party.
Right.
But if he runs as himself, not as a Trump apologist, anything is possible. Thompson's legacy has been built on innovation, consensus, and hard work. Thompson likes to be decisive, but he also knows how to listen and cut deals to satisfy most people. Working with others to fix problems might seem quaint in today's us versus them politics, but a healthy dose of Tommy's old magic might just be what the Republican Party in Wisconsin needs. And you know what else about Tommy?
What?
Oh, that guy can slam a beer. Jeremy, after the Packers won the Super Bowl.
It was just cold. It was really cold up there.
It's Green Bay Packer Day all across the great state of Wisconsin.
Something to that effect, as I remember it.
So what are they saying? So he's what, 80 years old? And there's the big if right off the bat from what you've said in this article is that if he runs as himself, not a Trump apologist, and I would say, if he runs as himself and not a Trump apologist, he's not going to get the Trump vote. And if he doesn't get the Trump vote, he's not going to get enough votes to defeat, whatever Democrat they're running against. Period. I mean, that's it. Now, I appreciate, you think that there might be some sense.
You don't
sense
think
of...
right-wing talk radio line him up behind Tommy? If he won the nomination on the Republican side, they may not like that. The right-wing establishment apparently has already made their choice. It's Rebecca Clayfish. And right-wing talk radio, they're pretending like, they don't have a clear choice because, Nicholson's got a sugar daddy throwing around tons of money. You can't piss him off. But ultimately, they all like Clayfish. But if Thompson jumped in and Thompson split the electorate and won, I guarantee you they would say, go vote for Tommy, just like they said, vote for Trump.
And good luck getting Ram Jam out there, and good luck getting Nichols, and good luck getting their folks who are, because the only way Tommy's going to do that, the only way he's going to win is if he embraces Trump. I mean,
so
how does he win the primary? Do you see a path for Tommy Thompson to win the Republican primary running abs himself and not embracing Trump?
Yes. I think he would, because you would have a four horse race. And I think with a divided electorate of that sort, he doesn't have to go full Trumpster embracive, because there's already three of them trying that lane, right? If he got the moderate center, well, he's got everybody that's left. I mean, Ram Jam's got the hard right. Nicholson, I'm not exactly sure what Nicholson's lane is other than to be anti-establishment. And then Rebecca Clayfish is... Her entire campaign launch was to run to the Trumpster right. She sensed that's what's coming. And I think her campaign thought they were going to do an etch-a-sketch. They thought they were going to tack back to the center, right? First, she was going to have to be a little Trumpist to win the primary. And then she was going to be a moderate in the campaign ads and talked about cutting coupons. And, I'm just a mom like you, and I'm trying to raise the family and, pay the bills. But she's lost the ability to do that with her campaign launch video. So I would say Tommy's got a better chance than any of the others. And I think it would be a hell of a battle between him and Evers. And I don't mean to seem like I'm endorsing Tommy to run like the editorial board is.
I'm pretty sure you kind of did when he first went down to bend the knee to Trump. We had that conversation, and I'm not clear. Would you want to reiterate what your position was?
I'm one of the few. Well, I said, I'm a little excited about the prospect of him running. Because I got to do political talk radio every afternoon with you, man. You know, I'm in it for the beer chugging stories and the Tommy Thompson stories, apparently. But I do think there, and you'd be surprised at the number of conversations I've had off air and the number of people that you would think is Dem supportive that have said, oh, man, I could see a path for Tommy. I could see a Thompson governorship. And in fact, it might be a good thing for the state of Wisconsin. Now, they all then turn immediately and say, but of course I'm going to support Tony Evers.
Right.
But they can envision it. They could see if that happened, that'd be a hell of a lot better than, let's say, a Clayfish administration. Because I think she is a tool of the right. I think she'd willingly go wherever they point her. No matter what malfeasance they have in mind, Clayfish is a rubber stamp. That's how I envision her. I mean, I don't see her.
To those that pull the strings behind the scenes, you think that she'll, whatever. And you think Tommy Thompson is going to show some what, independence to that?
Yes. What Tommy Thompson say when the Republican legislatures were threatening him in regards to his running the pandemic policy for the UW system? Sue me. That's pretty freaking independent. I like that attitude. I mean, I'm just telling you, I thought it was good politics and good policy
at the
time.
And you think that the Ram Jam supporters, the anti-vaxxers,
they're going to
come around. But he has a percentage of the vote. If he has 5 or 6 or 7% and those people just decline to follow the, you know, Marxist revolutionary Tommy Thompson, you know, there's no path for Tommy Thompson to be
governor. That's going to be the case no matter who wins the primary, right? You're going to have disaffected candidates. You're going to have Nicholson losing. You're going to have Ram Jam losing, and either you're going to have Clayfish losing or you're, you know, if Tommy Thompson jumps in, or you're going to have the other two candidates. I mean, are the Ram Jam people going to run willingly over to Rebecca Clayfish's camp?
At least she's saying the right words, Tommy Thompson, until he does. Either he does say the right words for the Trump supporters and support Trump and the big lie and yada, yada. Then you got, you know what, four people for all of them to split. And if he doesn't, I don't see how they're motivated to, even if he wins the primary, to come out and support, you know, the Marxist revolutionary that is Tommy Thompson.
Well, he bent the knee. He went immediately to Mar-a-Lago. So if Tommy gets in, he's going to say.
We don't know what he said yet, though, right?
Well, he might have said, hey, man, I'm going to run my own campaign. I'm going to be my own person. But, you know, you are the leader of the Republican Party.
Oh, my God.
I bent my knee.
What a disaster.
And now I'm going to run my own campaign. And if he did, according to the editorial board, a little surprise, Madison.com, he'd be the right choice for the Republican Party.
Oh, he would be the best choice of those other three plus him would be four. No doubt he would be the best choice. He's been the governor. He did a fine job at UW, and he's not as BS crazy as seemingly some of these other folks yet, but we'll see what he comes out and says. And at 80, going to be 81. It's getting up there, man.
Let me thank the fine guests. They included Mandela Barnes, Alex Lazary, Dominic, Fancy Brian, Evan, and thank you all for listening. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you. Bye. Go home. Bye.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Lock him up. Lock up the son. Don't forget about the son. The kid gives me the creeps.
I'm smart, and I want respect.
There's a devilish look in his eyes, and I don't like it.
The devil's